of how or why, to the astonishment of everybody, Senate Republicans held firm. Every one of us. Instead of letting Obama dictate the outcome, we together argued that the 2016 election should be a referendum on what type of nominee should replace Justice Scalia. We, the people, should decide. That vacancy became a central, perhaps the deciding issue, in the 2016 presidential campaign. For many Americans, myself included, it was the single most important reason we voted for Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. This book is about the Supreme Court. It's about the critical cases before the court and the imperative for us to defend our constitutional liberties. But to understand how central the court was to my own decision-making in 2016, this introduction will take a brief detour through the tumultuous months immediately following my presidential campaign. I ended my presidential campaign on May 3, 2016. At that point, our campaign had defied all expectations. When we entered the race, in a crowded, diverse, and talented field of 17 different Republicans, the media immediately dismissed me as having no chance whatsoever. Instead, we went on to earn nearly 8 million votes and win 12 states. Our campaign amassed over 326,000 volunteers, and we raised over $92 million, the most raised in the history of Republican presidential primaries, more than Bush, McCain, or Romney, from over 1.8 million contributions. Other than Trump and myself, no other Republican won more than a single state. Kasich won Ohio, and Rubio won Minnesota. Trump and I won every other state. There was a time when it looked like we were going to win. In March and April of 2016, we had a three-week period where I won five consecutive primaries, all by double-digit margins. We won Utah, Colorado, North Dakota, Wyoming, and Wisconsin, each one right after the other. But then the phenomenon that is Donald Trump took over. The mainstream media, which claimed to hate the man, would only run stories about Trump around the clock. Each of our primary victories was largely ignored. The media basically pretended they didn't happen. And altogether, the media gave Trump $3 billion in free media coverage. That was and is utterly unprecedented in the history of presidential politics. And it became too much to overcome. Throughout 2016, whenever primary voters actually heard our message, we won, over and over again. But then the tsunami of free media coverage drowned everything else out, and we could no longer be heard. The only events that consistently broke through the media firewall were debates, and the GOP stopped holding debates on March 10th while the field was still crowded. Therefore, during the 2 months when it was basically a two-man race, Trump and I never had even a single one-on-one debate. Even though the media made millions on every debate, they didn't care about making money on more debates. They had decided they wanted Trump to be the nominee because many of them cynically believed he'd be the easiest for Hillary to beat. It is rich irony that many of these same media figures now incessantly bemoan the Trump presidency, given that their deliberate actions played a decisive role in his election. Trump won New York, his home state, and the media immediately treated the race as if it were over, repeating that message 24/7. And it worked. The nonstop media coverage, "it's over, it's over, it's over," moved the numbers, and in states where we had been leading or tied, like Maryland, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and California, our numbers plummeted, dropping 10 to 20 points in 36 hours. On the night of May 3rd, after Indiana, the numbers showed there was no longer a viable path to victory, and so I ended my campaign. Doing so wasn't easy. We had thousands of activists who had traveled from state to state to state, knocking on doors for us and making phone calls. They had poured their lives, their energy, their passion into the campaign. When I said we were suspending the campaign, one woman in the crowd let out a wail of pain that pierced me deeply. I could barely finish speaking.